Those who missed yesterday's shiur, please take the shiur out with you so we can see how we can resolve the Rambams and Ori. Zayinim and Aleph, Heilech Mone Viskachi Leploidi, Mukudesh Es Midin Evid Kenaini. Robin's first din was Tein Mone Leploidi, Vakadesh Lecha. So the Kala tells the Chosan to give the Kesev Kiddushin to a third party. So the Kala is not receiving the money, but leimata no liyoda. That's the din of Orev. Heilech mone viskachi leploini. So here the kala tells the friend that if he gives kiddushin viskachi leploini, so then she will marry a third party. As the Rashi says, "V'hu shluchoi, ela shemekadshem mishaloi." Strange kind of shlichos. So mekudeshes va'afogadim emoyna lav shel mishaleach. So heilech mona viskashi leploini. Right, the third party says to the kala, "Here is kiddushin." Viskachi leploini and become a kala to ploini. Mekudeshes midin evid kenaini. Evid kenaini lav afal gavda loy kochose velemidei kokoni nafshi. The evid kenaini is poid himself despite the fact that he is not purchasing his pigeon or his freedom with his own funds. Hi Gabra Nami Afagab Lake Ochoser, who said the Chosan has to be missing the Tabas? Who said the Tabas has to come from the Chosan? Kokoni Layitza. That's the din. That's Rava's second din of Evan Kenaini. Din of Orev is that the Kal is not being Marviach, the Kesev Kiddush. And the din of Eved Kenaini is the Choson is not losing the Kesef Kiddushin. So when it comes to Orev, so we had Sugya in Baba Basra, Kufayin Gimel, Psukim, Asvara. All right? Rashi says Psukim, the Rashba and the Ridva quote the Svara. Rambam, we pointed out yesterday, said there's one Sugya. Read both Psukim and Svara. So now we have a din of Evid Kenaini. So what has to be understood in the Sugya? What has to be, we have to figure out. Go ahead.
How does this work if the husband didn't give her the Kesef Kiddushin?
What assumption are you making?
Does the husband has to be the one to give the Kesef Kiddushin?
Right, so where does that come from? So Avraham Avinu, he had his own money. So does that mean that every Kenyan, that without some Chiddush, the Koine has to come up with his own funds? Because what's the, why can't the, as long as the Machne gets the money? What's the chiddush of Evi Kenaini? So the Gemara is beginning with the assumption that the Chosan has to further the funds from himself. Right? Kicho means that Avram gave his own funds. The Kala is going to be Machna, wants to be Machna herself to the Chosan who gives the funds. And Eved Kenaini is the Chiddush Labdavka. All right, so we have to figure out what's the Habiman, what's the Chiddush. What do we have to explain the Chiddush or the Habiman? What's the, what don't we know? What does the Gemara assume? Good Effie?
I was just saying that we have to explain in case we compare Rabbi Kanani putting himself to Kiddush.
It's, why didn't you ask the same question when it comes to Arev?
Yeah.
With that?
Yeah.
And?
I think based on...
And that's according to the Midvan the Rajba, the Torah gave me a Svara. Right? To have us that this is potential. No. I'm good. According to Rashi, so it's like Xeris HaKosov, that Arev Mishtabed Lamal. So we have Xeris HaKosov, that a person can be mishabed himself, even if he doesn't personally. There's a kosa, right? Anochi avenu miyadi tevakshena. So, and now your kash is: how do we know that zeres hakosav is transferable to kiddushin? If it's a question of establishing minimal hana, all right. So once we have a din. Rekoid b'fonai, once you have a din that the woman, once you have a din Adam Choshev, once you have a din, we'll have to understand it better. But once you have a din that the woman can receive Hanom, alright, so either as we said, Orev is Mechadesh, that Hanom is good for Kesef, that Hanom is a form of Shava Kesef, or it's Mechadesh that this Hanom is Shava Kesef. Good. So according to Rashi and the Ritva, Gvalda. Right? That's, there's a svara which Arav is teaching us. According to Rashi, who quotes a pasuk, right, how did Rava explain that we could transfer the din of Arav to Kiddushin? It's a special din of Arav. Why would there be a special din of Arev? In other words, why wouldn't the din of Arev be a universal din? Why is that a parish of Arev? Why? He, a person, can mishabed himself. Once the Torah is mechadish, that a person can be mishabed himself, so why should that be limited? Right? Once the Torah is mechadish, so that's what Rashi L'chorah says, L'chorah. Rambam goes even a step further. With that, and the Rambam's, in Rambam it's extremely streamlined. Because in Rambam, the Iker Chiddush of Orev is not transferred to Kiddushin. Right? That I don't need any consideration of Bechlal. So according to Rambam, very good. And according to Rambam, in a moment, you can be very consistent. But Rashi would say L'chorah, once I have exeris akosav, that I can be mishabed myself for this minimal hanah. So that's the yisoid. We call it terakul. And why should we assume that the shibud of orev is different as a chiddush? What about eved kenani? Now the eved kenani, the Gemara says me din eved kenani. Vayisachayis, if I wouldn't have eved kenani, so I wouldn't know the din. So I'd assume what your Aryeh is saying. I would assume that Kesef Kiddushin, the Kinyan of Avram Avinu, Kicha Kicha, Om Avriya, so the Kinyan, the funds are coming from the Lekeach. No, so what would I assume? No, what would you assume, Adam?
It's not his money, so it wouldn't work unless he pays with his own money.
So why would that be a reasonable assumption? No, we had many.
This is like you're trying to tell you that you don't necessarily need the Mekadesh to do the Nesina. I mean, by Midin Arav, we saw that.
So I'm asking you: is that a Chiddush or is that a Dabar Poshe? What's
No, I think that's the Chiddush. I mean, you have a Hamidim.
So without the without the Chiddush, what would you say?
Without the Chiddush, you would say that no, the
Mekadesh. Why? On what basis? Yeah. What basis?
You can't come to stay from possibly.
Where we see the fact that a third party can go and, I mean, yeah, we have the cousin of Yiga, you know, the way what's it called, the way we've understood this, that shows that the man needs to do the nesina, needs to do the amira. So we see from the Nari that the woman doesn't necessarily have to physically receive the mana, but how do we know? Can we say that a person who has no shayus, the actual kedushin, can actually fulfill the nesina as a shliya for the other guy, especially if it wasn't even appointed a shliya? We can assume that there's a vice shliya this over here.
But how about, let's say, like when Becca home car, me buying a car. No, what did you say?
So I thought it mattered. There are two different lashonos of what he says. So that we saw that one guy says, "Marry me with the hana that you're getting because he's giving you money to marry me."
Yeah.
And then the other lashonos, he says, marry me with this money. So
good.
When he says marry me with this money, that's very bizarre. I wouldn't have thought that would work at all, because how do you marry someone with someone else's money at all? It's someone else's thing that he's being mocking him, so I still don't get how it works. But apparently, that, you know, according to that lashon, the reason why we know it works is because of Evi Kanami.
So in other words, we have to be mechadesh that third party funds. The Gemara is saying third party funds, I'll be muskel rishon. I'll be muskel rishon. Third-party funds should not be sufficient. I should not be able to purchase them with third-party funds. Right? So now we're going to get stuck. So where's the chiddush of me? Where's the chiddush from? Evid Kenayni. And how do we know Lagabe Evid Kenayni that third-party funds work? Because what? So Mishnah says, if, because there is such a thing as pidyon when it comes to Eved Kenayni. Mishnah says, Eved Kenayni nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazoka. So that we learn from v'snachaltem osem livneichem achreichem l'reshes achuza. Hikishen akosev l'stei achuza. Ma'as tei achuza nikne v'kesev shtar v'chazoka af Eved. The koines atzmoi can be paid himself, the kesef al yedei achirim. Divrei Rav Meir, chamam oimrim, the kesef al yedei atzmoi. Ubelvad shea kesef shal achirim. Hezra adomer. Sheyitnuhu l'raboi al minos sheyehei zeben chayrin. Avul hu atzmoi lo yekabel mehem. Ve'afilu al mendos she'ein l'rabbi rishuz boi. Tekusover ein kinyin le'eved b'loi rabbi. Hezra Dovar is that when it comes to an eved, it's impossible for the eved to be koned himself with his own funds. Right? The Eved ain't like klum. The motza mitzikil matono akol the rabbi. Vimbo lifteis al yidei atzmoi tzorach liyeis mishal acherim. Viyidnu lo yamanoa shein le rabbi rishuzboi. So the Mishnah says we have a din of pidyon Eved Kenayni. Eved Kenayni has to be third-party funds. So we have a makor. Now look at a makor and call it Terakula. Correct? Right? Very end of the sugya. Is the sugya? What's this? Zayin Mudala. Right? Very end of the sugya. Itmar, Nami Mishmei, the Rabba Vachelin Yimamoina. The Rabba said these are not Chidushim and Kiddushim. They're universal Chidushim. Right? So, the din of Eved Kenayni is a universal Chidush that third party funds can exact Kinyanim. Kiddushim and Kinyanim. Right? The Gemara says that I might need a special limud, and I need not a limud. It has to be pointed out, because I might think that the requirements of Gmiras Das in an Isha are less, because Tavla Mesev, Tavla Mesev Armalu. The Gemara says, no, I can learn that's not the case. The whatever establishes Gemira's Das in Kiddushin can establish Gemira's Das in Kinyanim. I might think that Kinyanim have a lower level because it's Yavlam Chila. Gemara says no. All right, so now. So apparently the Gemara has a Gemara says I need Eved Kenayni. How do we know the Din Lagab Eved Kenayni? Who's that? Chiddush and what? But how do you know that? How do you once I apparently I need a Chiddush. So how do I know it applies to Eved Kenayni? How do I know that Eved Kenayni that this is the way that we are pointing Eved Kenayni? No.
There's no other way.
Yeah.
So, and can you go to Rabbo? So, since we know that he can go free, this is the only way he could go free.
And how do we know that an Eved Kenayni can be poyed himself? So, Miznachaltem. Is that correct?
I mean, we're just regular Kenayni.
But that's how we are requiring Eved Kenayni. I didn't trust myself, but both the Bnei Yeshua and Kiva Eger say that the din of Eved Kenayni is a svara. Yeah, the opinion works. So let's that's why apparently the din of Eved Kenayni, apparently what the Torah is saying is that. One of two possibilities. Either we have to say there is some place that Chazal understood that Eved Kenayni can be poyed himself, and embedded in that Chiddush Akra is that third party kesev will work, or Chazal reasoned that it's svaradik to say that third-party funds should work. In other words, there was a havamina that third-party funds should not work. And then Chazal came to a svaradik maskana that third-party funds do work. Right? And apparently, Eved Kenayni was the point where they had to express this svar. What am I pointing at? The Gemara says that we have Rava was Machadish. Heilech Mon Veskashim Plon Mikudeshes Midin Eved Kenayni. Apparently, so Rava is saying, if it wouldn't have Eved Kenayni, we wouldn't say this din. So now we have Eved Kenayni. So now that we have Eved Kenayni, it means that we have the Torah was Machadish a din Asvar. I'm not sure. All right. So that means that. Without Eved Kenayni, they wouldn't know this. Then Ad Kerei Kach, that Rav has to tell me, and it's true for Mamonos as well. So I would have understood, what's the Nakuda over here? What's the Nakuda that Eved Kenayni is Machadish? You're telling me it's Machadish third-party funds. All right. Now let's... 2016. I want to buy a piece of property. And the funds come from a third party. Surprise, shocking, works, shouldn't work, litigation, not litigation. What's the muskel rishon? Reuven gives Shimon funds in order for Shimon to give me the property. I'm not Reuven or Shimon. Pays full tashlumen. Chiddush, not a chiddush. I need a posuk. I need a. Who's that? No?
It's a svar. Why not?
Why not? Sorry, why not? Means I mean, that's the Muskorishan.
They have an agreement.
What's that?
They have an agreement that, yeah, this third party is going to pay. We can make our own contracts.
All the parties are on board with the deal. Then,
so Effie's saying the following. Effie's saying, Mekach Memkar, fine. What Effie's going to do with the Gemar V'chema Moina, we're not sure yet. All right? All right? we may have a way out. But he's saying nekechu memkar is dar pashut. But apparently, when it comes to kiddushin, so Ari said kiddushin is a kinyan which is a subset of nekechu kicho kicho, right? So Ari is saying maybe Ephron would not have taken money from a third party. Not sure. But somehow in kiddushin we might say third party funds not good. Now it comes to Eved Kenayni. So Eved Kenayni, third party funds have to work, right? And Eved Kenayni somehow we are poshut that he can go, he can be niftas like they kesef. All right. So Rava says Eved Kenayni is what is your traditional mekachu memkar. In other words, when Rava goes to Eved Kenayni, so why did he go to mekachu memkar? So you tell me he couldn't go because maybe mekachu memkar is a kicha kicha, maybe it's a subset. So then Efi's kasha is a big kasha. Efi's kasha and Orev. Well, so how do you know that you can go from Eved Kenayni to Isha? If Eved Kenayni is a svara, so then I just need to understand, was Rava Machanish? Was Rava just recording? And if Eved Kenayni is a chinush, so I need to understand how we're transferring to Kiddushin. If it's a chiddush that I can't transfer to Kiddushin, if it's a chiddush which somehow is unnecessary for Mekuchu Memka, and the chiddush is a chiddush that I need in Kiddushin, because Kiddushin is not traditional Mekuchu Memka, so how do I transfer from Mekuchu Memka? That's one of just Poshu Pshat and Sugya. What's Rava saying? Midin Eved Kenayni. Just how do we look at this? What talk is the din of Eved Kenayni? So one thing we know that Eved Kenayni is the source that third party funds work. Right? Rashi, midin Eved Kenayni, the Tnan. And interesting that Rashi and Orev quoted the Pasuk. This would support the Pnei Yeshu and the Yerim Kiveg. Over here, Rashi doesn't quote the Pasuk. He quotes, Chazal said, Koines Atzmo, Kesef, Videi Acherim. Shacherim Poidin Oysoi, Videi Atzmo, Videi Acherus. Va'afal Gav, the loychoser iyo behind a moina mide. So Rashi zeroes in. The chiddush is not that a third party can come with funds. The chiddush is that the koina, the loykeyach, the niftis, the choson lab mide choser. No, Ezra Dovar. No, low lying fruit. With Ezra Dovar, go ahead, Effie.
You mean this? Maybe this is like a Kinyan Chalipin kind of thing, and Chalipin doesn't work. Not bad, but you remember that. That's a very important aura when we get later on to the Shitas Rambam. So Yefi is saying maybe third party Kinyan, or maybe a Kinyan that looks like Kesef, where the Leikeyach is Leichoser Mi, there's not a Kinyan Kesef. So I need a special din for that. Right? So apparently I'm going to learn from Eved Kenayni that it's a good Kinyan Kesef. So how did that happen? All right, go ahead.
We're saying, if you just mentioned Kinyan Chalipin, are we saying that it's a Kinyan Chalipin or a new type of Kinyan altogether?
That's what Effie's suggesting. That maybe the Chiddush of Rava is, I would have thought, that a Kinyan without the Lekech Choser Mide is not a Kinyan Kesef. And then we're learning from Eved Kenayni that it is a Kinyan Kesef. Right? A little bit, I mean, it's Mechudish Dik.
Well, maybe when we say Midin Eved Ivri, saying,
Eved Ivri,
okay.
Eved Kanani.
So oh, maybe, again.
Yeah, so maybe Midin Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani is also working Midin a different Kenyan, not necessarily a Kenyan Kesed.
So that, so the, once you go down that road, then we have to revamp the Mishnah, right? We're limited to three kinyanim. Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah. All right. So the most we can do is say we're expanding kinyan Kesef. All right, maybe. No, Mayor, what did you say?
I was going to say that why do we have to say, maybe we could say in general with kinyanim that the person who's giving has to, the person that's giving over something has to be losing something out in order for the kinyan to work.
Why would you suggest such a thing?
Because we have to say that at this, for some reason why Eved Kanani, we can also apply that same.
Good, but why? Yeah, but why would you say such a thing?
What
kind of gemara is das?
That until you give something, you know, maybe you're not fully invested in it.
So now the question is: Do I need the gemara? Do I need to have evidence of the gemara's das of the kohen and the lekeya? Or is the gemara's das of the makna sufficient? Now there was no question that the das makna in kinyan kesef, the das is either, without getting to right now, whether it's generated or whether the das is exhibited, right? Without getting involved in that nakuda right now, right? But the das, but. The das that is essential is the lechor the das makna. We're entering into a kinyan in order to make sure that lechor that the makna is not going to have second thoughts and come back and change his mind. Right. So we need to have das makna. Lechor, what everybody seems to be saying is, look, as long as the das makna gets his price, it's das, and he's happy to unload. Right. Does it matter if the das makne gets his price from this particular lekeach or a third party lekeach? No, does it matter? Was it Yon? Does it matter?
I'm going to just make a general hara on the Gemara, where it seems to be just in Kinyan Kedushin as a whole. There seems to be two actions going on: the woman is receiving something, and the husband is giving something, or giving up something. So the Gemara was previously mechadish by the din of Arei. In a case where if the woman doesn't do her part, where the woman doesn't necessarily get anything, so the woman doesn't have a there, no, that's still a good kinyan that would work. Now it comes to Eved Ivri. Now in the case of Eved Kanani, okay, now if the husband doesn't do his part, where he necessarily gives something, would that be a good
no, so Yoni has a very funny aura. He's saying that once he gets the Dav Zayin and Aleph, so you already know that the din of Kiyikach, but like Yisilokach. Right? So Yoni's saying, maybe when it comes to Kinyan Kiddushin, there's a requirement of the Chosamide. Maybe by Kinyan Kiddushin, if there has to be a Kiyikach and not a Kisilokach, Lu Yitzuyer would be Kisilokach, no, so Gavalik's like a Dasisha, she's Machna herself. But Heyois, that there's a requirement of an Amiro, Heyois, a requirement of Kicha, that he has to, that the Baal has to be affecting the Kinyan. So now there's a Gvaldig to have a minute to say, who said the third party can affect the Kinyan?
Doesn't everyone say that in these cases for them to work, the Kaddish has to end up going back and saying that I'm doing the Kaddish here with the...
Hey, lechmona v'skachi. So Bini brings us the Rashba. L'pirish Rashi. V'hu she'osoy sheliach el shamoy sheloy. Right? Rashi says that Eved Kanani works in Kiddushin when the Lekeach made the third party man a Shaliach. Enachanami, Rashi says that if the third party guy helicoptered in, he doesn't know the Lekeach or the Isha, he's just Leisting being Mizag Zivugin, and he ends up, and he says that he's here to effect, he is the quintessential Shadchan, he sees it all the way through. Right? So he is Mekadesh Reuven with his column. So that wouldn't work. Who should also Shaliach? Ella, the Chiddush is that the funds don't come from the Mishaleach. Loimar. Shimloi also Shaliach ain't Mekudeshes. V'afilu nisratza l'besoif. And even if achrei kechleis hakoil, the shadchan convinces the chosin, the kala, a good idea. V'afilu nisratza l'besoif mishum de b'shas kiddushin mi'olei mekanya de i'olei shav yishliach. V'dimolei nisratza mi'ikra. And we say in Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis in the sugya of Shlichus, say when the two fathers come out of the Shvitz and one is Mekadesh, the father, and the, after shmoozing about their two children, he says, let's finish up right now. And the father of the Chosen says to the father of the Kala, let's finish up. They haven't consulted with their children. So the father, the Kala, if she's not a Nara, it's going to work. But the father, the Chos, and the Gemara says that doesn't work. The one says, no, maybe Dilma Artsuye Artse Kamei. Now maybe they had a shmooz, and maybe the Chosin told the father, I wouldn't mind marrying this girl. Vigola Daita Denechele. Beho Kaomar. V'chein pirish Rashi zal shom. So Rashi, so again, what's the Rashba pointing out? The Rashba is saying that Rashi requires a shliach. If he also shliach, ain't a mukudeshes. I feel in a stratzel of a soif, ain't a mukudeshes. Right? V'dilma le'nisratzel mi'ikra. V'hochi v'ho de omen le'kamon. V'chein pirish Rashi zal shom. But there has to be shlichus. Rabbi Chanan al Kosav, ki balne Rabbi Seinu, lo ishno ki shaviyah shliach ba'edim, ve lo ishno ki lo shaviyah, afilo artsuye artse kamei, ve ozal vikitshu midilei, mikdisha, ve le mishtayil viget, ve chen alocha. Ukroi v'meilu l'divei Rashi. The Rav Baliter Kosav Dafel Gavle Artzei Elu Bosa De Kodsha Oidina Lu Gavva Veirtzei Be'edem Mekudesh Es Leiniru Devarov. Three Shitas Rashi, Rashi, Rechananel, and Iter. Alright, came back to Vinny's question. What's the case of Eved Kenayne? So Rashi says Eved Kenayne, there was Shlichus. There's one sole chiddush in Eved Kenayne, and that is no third-party funds. That's the sole chiddush. Reuven was mamana shliach. The kala is aware of that. Good. The Rabbeinu Chananel says, don't need a formal minor shlichus. Artzuya artzei kamei. Zoch and lom shleiv afanov. Right. Ukroivim elu ledivrei Rashi. Why are they kroivim elu? Who's that? But at least there, at least we know going into this that the right that the chosan is a willing chosan. Harav alit is al kosav da afal gab dolei artze elu bosa de kidsha aydin elu gavra veyirtze beidim mekudeshes. He's a huge chiddush in Eved Kenayne. That it can be even if the guy finds out afterward. That's a huge chiddush. Umiyu temiyu li lomu lon lartsuye meikra. But I don't understand why we would need consent early. Ba'alei zachin lom shem afanav. V'hocha zuchusu sheti ishazu kenu yaloi. No, so it could be that it's not such a schus. It could be one and somebody else. Shema mechers nechale. All right. V'chol kamo de ogid bolo, yovali achrise. Ah, he could have a second wife. Those better two wives? No. He may not get the second wife once he's gotten this first wife. Good.
Become right? With her sisters and her proben.
Could be, okay. Good. Ah, he can get divorced. No, nechale to get divorced. Maybe it's not as schus to get married to this one. Could be. Okay, so both the Rashba and Rashi say there has to be some measure of shlichus. There has to be explicit shlichus, or does it have to be Shlichus al yedei zechia, but you know for sure he wants it. Good. The Rashba has to be metaretz, a situation where we know post facto. Rambam zal pirish lazu kigoin shechozar misha niskad shaloi v'omar lo harayat mekudesh es liba no zu abo lach biglali. But Rambam says no, Rambam is a different seor. Just like in Orev, Rambam says there has to be a formal maisa kedusha. The chosin has to say to the kala, haray at mekudesh es li b'ano zu habo loch big loli. Right, he has to say the only reason getting the ring because of me. I'm a balabos over here. Without me, you wouldn't get the ring. So I read mekudeshes li with the fact that you got hando from me. Says the Rashba, any idea midoch el zeh. He says, what, who pushed the Rambam to say this? Right? So what's the Rashba's kasha? Because ein zeh kedin eved kenayni. That's not eved kenayni. Now, as l'chayra, the Rambam is saying that there's a baby step chidush in eved kenayni. Right? Is it a kwez of kiyikach? Yes, k'val the kiyikach. He says, Rambam Gadeshes. Is there hano coming from him? All right, the hano doesn't come. It's not my ring. But she wouldn't have the ring if not for me. So in Rambam Shita, Eved Kenayni is almost just another broadening the din of Hanor. Right? Like a nisbach to the Ridvan the Rashba of Ori. Right? So if you want to know the Chiddush, according to Rambam Eved Kenayni, is that if the Hanor comes from me, but that's all. I'm not missing anything. That's a good enough, call it a good enough kiyikach. Call it a good enough kicha kicha. So the Rashba, he says, any idea midochei al zeh sherei ein zeh kidin evit kinayni mamish, ela bishanos and Reuven, v'omar Reuven, shenei mekudeshes l'shimen. Evit kinayni, you have a third party, and the third party says that we are being pointed this Eved Kenayni. So if it's going to be similar, Nosan Reuven, V'Omar Reuven, Shetei Mekudesh L'Shimon, Kepei Rush, and Shavishen, like Rashi, and obviously the Rebbe Chanan, certainly the Balita says, U'Kemoy Kein Uzal, V'Tein Mona L'Ploini, V'Skanesh Aniloi, Vishomar Mishin is Katchaloi, Havukudeshly Bandos Matonis Vishik Valti Mitsoincha, Mitsoinich. Gamze any day Lomo. I also don't know why the Rambam had to give this whole Nusach by the combination did. Good. So again, so what do we learn from this Rajbol and Gabi this din of Eved Kenayni? Eved Kenayni, first of all, Eved Kenayni, the Rashba, Lachar accepting the Rashi's din of Shlichus, correct? She'osei Shliach, Ela Shamoi Shalom. Only question is, how does Shliach come about? How does Shlichus come about? Right? Right, so what? But Rashba is a kash against the Rambam again. What's the according to the Rashba's mahalach? According to Rashba and Rashi, what is the chiddush of Eved Kenayni? Right, Eved Kenayni is a din shlichus. Right.
How do we see that?
The shlichus.
Eved Kenayni.
No, the Perish Rashi. She'osoy shliach, ela shamoy shaloi. So we're good? All right? By kiddush and shlichus, right? Loi ma'am shim loyosoy shliach, enim b'kudeshes. Okay? So now, how does Rashba learn pshat in our sugya? Our sugya says, Omar Rava, if the chassan makes appoints a shliach to marry his wife. So normally shlichus, if we would have gotten the msichta in Perek Beis, we would have learned shlichus, and the money comes from the chassan. Pashtus, right? Pashtus shlichus means I'm asking you to do a maise which I should be doing, and the chinish is the chalois happens for me. All right. Pashtus of shlichus is I give my tabas, shliach takes my tabas, says harei at mekudeshes lo. And the chiddush is that even though I'm not doing the ma'aseh kiddush, it's chal for me. All right, good. So now Rashi says, what's Eved Kenani being mechadesh, that I can appoint a shliach, take care of it for me. All right? Now shliach takes his own money. Why is that the chiddush? What else could be the chiddush? All right? What are you Eved Kenani for? Eved Kenani is third-party funding. All right? Now, third-party funding, we don't know that l'chayra, it's not necessary for the Eved Kenani to be memana shliach to be niftes. I'm not even sure if it'd be chal. Right? But Rashi's saying that the only way that Eved Kenani can work in Kiddushin is by mina shlichus. So what's the chiddush of Eved Kenani in Kiddushin? It's a moment shalacher. Nothing else. Rambam says even less than that. Rambam says that the chiddush of Eved Kenani in Kiddushin is that it's not a din of shlichus. The chlal not shlichus. Got nothing to do with shlichus. The chiddush of Eved Kenani is that I can do a ma'isa Kiddushin. It's chal for me. But the hanah that the woman's getting, it's coming big lolly. That when the Baal is letting go of his Eved Kenani, he's doing it only because the Eved Kenani is providing big lolly. Right? So again, so Hezber and the Gemara, Pshat and Gemara, Pshat and Gemara is either that Eved Kenani is a chiddush in chiddush in shlichus, according to Rambam, it's a chiddush in hano bigloli is good enough. You don't need a chiddush of shlichus for that.
Like, say the Rambam's like the Rambam. Like, this is because the Rambam says.
Hold on. Ritva. Pirush. Hamari vishena noisin shluchai shal mekadesh. El shen noisin kesef mishaloi. Kedesh it is kadesh boi laze. Vahainu da osi alon mi din evi kenaini. Says the Ritva. Don't say Rashi. Right? Perush Hamari, right? I know you're gonna read Rashi first on the daf. Perush Hamari Bishaina Noisin Shluchai Shulmakarish. Ella Shah Noisin Kesav Mishaloi Kedeshit Skanish Boy Laze Vahainu Do Osi Alon Midin Evikanaini. If he's making a shliach, I don't need Evikanaini for shlichus. Vahainu Do Osi Alon Midin Evikanaini. L'chayre, the Eved Kenani is not mana shliach. I don't know if the Eved Kenani can be mana shliach. Enough kedushin throughout the mana shliach. V'kevan shekein tzorech she'oisei poloini yoyimar lo harayat mekudeshesli bekesef she'nosa anloch poloini she'tiskanishli v'loyer minin hocha ela de nesinas acher b'shviloi. This is what Binis wants to say. Choshev kinesino. The chiddush of Eved Kenani. Of course, you need a ma'aseh kiddushin. And of course, tzarech she'oisei poloini yoyimar lo. Right? the non-shliach, third-party person, no, sorry, the chosan, the chosan has to say, Hariyat Mekudesh, because there's no shliach over here. According to Rashi, and according to the Rajba, the speech is given by the shliach, is a shliach. Of course, the Hariyat Mekudesh is low. The chiddush only is third-party funding. According to Rambam and the Ritva, of course the Chosan is saying, Habakkuk Kudesh is Li. Sir, Shahoy said, Pony Yomar Habakkuk Kudesh is Li. Because there's no such Ploini, Shadiskanish Li. Vilayoman Hocha Ella. Right? So what is the Chiddush over here? What's the Chiddush? That Nesinas Acher Beshvilei Choshev Kinesinosei.
Even though
Yoni's kasha comes back. So, is there such a din legabe yevi kenaini that the funding should be considered kevid kenainis? How does it come from yevi kenaini? Right. So far we have two mahalchim in the sugya. Right. One mahalch in the sugya is midin shlichos. One mahalch in the sugya is. Not shlichus bachlal. Chosan is doing he's doing his thing, he's doing his kesek kedushin, however the money, the maisa, called the maisa kedushin, has been done by a third party. A third party non-shliach. Alright? A third party non-shliach. So Ebe Kenani teaches me that it's kinesi nosei. Alright, so now the Rambam and the Ritva, already we can understand what they're saying, right? Rambam and Ritva, according to Rashi and according to Rashba, so it's Hilchus Shlichus has sugi in the second parak. We learn Shlichus works three different sources, Truma, Korban, Psachim, right? Three different Makaris for Shlichus. So Shlichus works like Gavi Kol Terukulo, Vastavi Kedushin. Good. I'm a man of Shlich, Gavaldik. Shlich does a Maisi Kedushin, Gavaldik. It's Chal for me. That is Shlichus. Elamai, in Kedushin, if the Shlich should, if we would expect the Shlich to be using the Chosin's money. Right? And Ebed Kenaini says that a Shlich need not use the chosin's money. But Lanias Daiti, I would say, we would need the chosin's money because we need some kiikach. Right? They say, no, but you can have a shulch from Kamoisai. Need some Gemira's das that she wants to marry this guy. She wants to marry the guy that, right? Or could be that the chiddush is just the way that the Rambam says it, that there's no hanoah. Big loli. So this is enough on no big loli. That's enough of a kikach. Alright? Again, we still have to understand it deeper. But l'chayra, the chiddush is not a chiddush in shlichus. The chiddush is what is the minimal contribution a chosin can make such that it's still called kicha and not kisiloka. Alright? It has to be sharper because usually shlichus. So if he does it for me, it's my kicha. In other words, we have to understand why kiddushin needs a little bit of a, why hilchus shlichus needs a little bit of a support from some other. According to Rambam and according to Ritva, it is a traditional maisa kiddushin without a shliach. But the Mesira Sakinyan is done by some other party who's not my Shliach. According to Ram, there is a big gap that has to be filled in over here. Harei Mekudesh Es Li B'Tabas Shenos Noch Acher. Harei Mekudesh Es Li with a Maisa Kinyan of somebody else. A Maisa Kiddushin. Not my Maisa Kiddushin. And not my Shliach Maisa Kiddushin. If it be a Shliach, the Ritva is saying, if it be a Shliach, I don't need a Ivan Kanani for that. Shliach is a Shliach. It's a different parasha. Right? So apparently the Ritva is saying that the Ridvon, the Rambam are saying that I learned from Eved Kenayni that this is enough of a kiyikach. So, that's a halfly of a fellow, what's going on over here? So how do I learn from Eved Kenayni when there's no din of kiyikach? There's no din of kiyikach by Eved Kenayni. That this is enough of a kiyikach. Next is we still don't understand is that when you get to end the suya, you learn the zahalach and mekachomem can call it terakula. So then that means it's not din in ma'aseh kiddushin. If it's not in ma'aseh kiddushin, harukush l'duchta. So what's the chiddush? Rambam. There are two kashas in the Rambam, right? One is the Rajbo's kasha. What's the Rajbo's kasha? Rajbo's kasha is what is Hey Chav Beis, right? Or Hey Chav Aleph. Hey Chav Aleph. Isha Sha'omer and Tendino Leploini. Matono Veskanisha Nilacha. No, that is Arif, correct? Hare Omar Hare Lachod Dinner, Zematana, Viskanshi Leploini, Vikitcha Oisai Ploini, V Omar Larem Kudeshes Liba no Zu Shabo Lech Biglali, Hare Zemakudeshes, Afalpi, Shalaino Sanlom and Kadesh Klum, Omra Loi, Halechod Dinner Zematana, Viskanish Lacha. V'lokhoi. V'omar lo ha'emekudesh li ba'no azu shekibalti m'mcho matona. In odom choshevu ha'reze mekudeshes. Shanoz yesh lo b'yosei nene. No, that's the next sugya.
But why would that be? Why is that only limited to an adam gadol, an adam choshev?
Yirtz Hashem, we will discuss it when we get to the sugya of odom choshev.
Also, just one thing.
Hold on. Ran's cash in the Rambam. Where is the Rambam? Here it is. Kosev Rambam. The Gevaldige Kasha and the Gevaldige Kasha on the Kasha. Lefichach, v'lo noda, kosev Rambam, v'perek kam v'ilchus mechira, ha'oymer l'chaveroi tenmona l'ploini v'yikne beisi. This kasha you need to, you can't see this kasha from the Rambam. Kevon she'nosan kono abayis v'idin orev. Lo yadaiti lo malay kosav gam kemi din eved kenayni uvi din shneyen. Says the Rambam was mashmit the din of eved kenayni in Hilchus Mechira. If you look at Hilchus Mechira, Perek, no? Perek, is that where it is? Where Hin of Orim is? Was that? Perek Vav. So the Rambam only quotes. Mekach u'memkar alidei orev, right? That one line Rambam. But Rambam says the Rambam does not quote Eved Kenayni. So Rambam says, the Ran says, so verhu the davkla bekidushin garbinu Eved Kenayni, right? In other words, the Ran says that when the Gemara says v'chein b'mamoina, he did not mean all three halachas the sugya, orev and Kenayni combination. Only orev. Rashi says mufurish, he means orev eved Kenayni combination. But the Rambam said v'chein b'mamoina, as difficult as it is, jumped back up. The first din. All right. Kabbalah and the Kabbalah. Now, why would this be? Mishum the Eved Kenaini Eved Veisha Kadodi Ninu. The Eved Gomar Lola Meisha. We have a famous Gzeiros HaKosov. We usually refer to it as the Halachas of Mitzvahs. How do we know the Kenaini Chayav Mitzvahs Keisha? Gzeiros Shavah Lola. But the Gzeiros Shavah Lola also applies to certain Kinyanim. So apparently the Ran says the Rambam must have learned that Evi Kenaini is a Chiddush in Kiddushin for not Mekach U'Mevkar. Alright? That's why when Effie said before, maybe it's a Dinan Chalifin or something. Interesting horror. We'll come back to even bigger horror based on Effie. But that's the Ran's Kasha. The horror is then Rapsa Igrith's Kasha. How could it be that the Rambam would say that legabe kiddushin, right? Legabe kiddushin, Eved Kenaini third party funds is effective, but legabe mekachum emkar, third party funds are not effective. A pella, no. Now it makes it a bigger pella. So the appeal on the Rambam, a bigger pella is that if it looks up Hilchos Mechira Perikei Halacha Zayin, the Rambam does have Evei Kenaini. Hikne Echad Keli Lamoicher. Kedei sheyikna lekeach oisaya memkar zocha lekeach hikna echad. Reuven gives a keli to the moicher in order that a lekeach should be koina. So every kenani. The Chachamim point out that the Ran is a Rav Sigra, but it's still not poshut because the Rambam did not put Eved Kenaini in the same location as he put Orev. He put Eved Kenaini in the middle of Hilchos Chalipin, Kinyan Chalipin. So what's it doing in the middle? Why is it next to Orev? Why is it in Kinyan Chalipin? That's a kash in the Ran. The Ran didn't hold this as a strong enough entry. Good, so today we just set up the sugya. Alright? With him, we'll go back to tomorrow to try to understand what's happening over here. Alright? So what have we set up? There's a din of Eved Kenaini. Good? That an Eved Kenaini can be poida atzmai bekesef shel acherim. Either going to find the pasuk for me overnight, or we have to go with the Bnei Yeshua and then B'Kiv Eger and say, that's svara. Okay. Next. Pashtos, we would say that Eved Kenaini should work in Kol HaTerukula the way Orev works in Kol HaTerukula. That's a pashtus. And that would seem to be the askam of all Rishayim. No, so I have to figure out whether you want to be Miyashi of the Ran. Now the Ran is a cash in the Rambam. So where do we go? Do we say we should be Miyashi of the Rambam against the cash of the Ran? Or do we say Mishtamte? I don't know. It's not a cash in the Rambam. Cash on the Ran, why didn't see the Rambam? I don't know. But certainly you have to understand why if our observations correct, not my observation, the Achrayim point this out, that the Rambam has it. So, but we have to understand why would the Rambam include the Chiddush of Eved Kenaini and Mekachu Memkar and tuck it away in the middle of Chalipin? Why wouldn't he say Midin Eved Kenaini? That's a good cash, you know? Even if he says Midin Orev. Why doesn't he tell us? I'm more of a Reshus. I don't know. It's a good cash or not, but something has to be worked out over here. No? Why it's tucked away, a one-liner, which even the Ran seemed to miss. Another cash. Next, we have to understand. Pashas Advarim is that Eved Kenaini is a din in kiddushin and in mekach chomemka v'chein b'mamoyna pashtas. So the two approaches to Eved Kenayni. One approach is shlichus. One approach is third party ma'aseh kiddushin. All right. So we've pushed each one as far as we can go. Shlichus. So the chiddush is that a shliach can use his own funds. So what is the contribution of Eved Kenayni that I wouldn't have without Eved Kenayni? What was the shear that Rabbi gave? So l'chayra, best approach is what Yoni said, that Rabbi was saying, where is the ki'ikach over here? So Rabbi was saying, achidish, I learned from Eved Kenayni that even though he used his own funds, but the fact that he appointed him as a shliach, so using his own funds is not going to interrupt the shlichus. All right. What does Eved Kenayni have to do with shlichus? How is Eved Kenayni the well to figure out this din? L'chayra is not shlichus, l'chayra. Maybe it is. The third party is Zachum Shalfanov. So then that means that it's a chiddush. If I would buy a piece of property and I appoint you as a shlich to buy it, I need a chiddush to say that you can use your own funds. Next, take the Rambam's Malach. The Rambam, the Ritva, it's not a din in shlichus, because the Maisa Kiddush is being done by the Baal. So then the Chiddush is that the Maisa Kiddush can be done without the Lekeach missing anything. Alright, so we have a little bit further. In other words, that the Das of the Isha, the Das of the Isha can be formulated, it can be a Gemira's Das, even though the Chosan is not giving up anything of his own. All right. No, good. That's not a bad chiddush. The kiddushin, her gemiras das is not supposing that he's giving something. How do kush leduchta? What's Eved Kenayni got over here? If it's a din in kiddushin, how do we? Why is it din mamas? Why is it b'chein l'mamoina? And if it's patently obvious in Mekach HaMemkar, why isn't the Rambam including it? So they say he does include it. Okay. Bottom line, what we have to understand is, what is the chiddush that we're transferring from Eved Kenayni? What would we not have? And it's a very narrow mahalach you have to figure out. Because on one end, it has to be significant enough that it'll help, that it will be a chiddush and kiddushin, and insignificant enough that you can learn from Eved Kenayni. Josh, what did you say before?
It was just a small point with regards to the ritual. I think Rabbi mentioned it. I was just saying, how can we understand that the shliach. Basically, yeah, the shliach allows the Baal basically to be called as Isha, but he's not, the Baal doesn't even necessarily know that the shliach is doing this. I understand Zachav Adam Shalvafana, but Ki Yikach mandates that there has to be a level of Gemiras Das, which there isn't for Shas Nesina. Like, I mean, I think we addressed that, but like, I'm just.
That is an akud you have to understand. And the question becomes even more difficult, how will Eved Kenayni supply me with that yidiyah? No? You know what you've said before?
I don't say before that, isn't it the Rambam understanding the case totally differently, in ways like Rashi and
Moshe. Right.
So like that, I'm that, and it's interesting because it's not the Pashas of the Sugi either, I would think. I would understand the Pashas is the way Rashi understands it. The Rambam seems to be like going out of his way I guess, against him.